Jaina's lightsaber finished traversing a circle in the dark durasteel blast door. She withdrew the blade and held the weapon away from the cut. She gestured with her free hand. The durasteel plug flew away from her, shooting into the section of corridor the doors had been blocking. Behind her, Saba and Corrin stood side by side, lightsabers lit, casually deflecting blaster bolts fired by the security troopers 30 meters back along the corridor. Jaina peered through the hole she'd made.
All clear this way.
Saba glanced for a fraction of a second over her shoulder at Jaina, then returned her attention to the incoming bolts.
Get to the turbo lifts. Give us access. We will hold here until that is done.
Jaina dived through the hole, rolled to her feet, and ran an additional 20 meters to the nearest set of turbo lift doors. There were no people in this curved section of corridor. If there had been any, sight of her lightsaber blade cutting its way through the doors had convinced them to flee. She experimentally tapped the turbolift's access button, but the status display overhead gave no indication that it had accepted the command. Of course it hadn't. Security would have closed down all turbolifts except to those with priority access. But it sometimes paid to try the simple approaches, and Bandy and Saha might be able to turn turbolift control over to the Jedi, but that wasn't their top priority. It might happen too late to be useful here. She popped the protective hatch free from the lift's control panel and patched in a data pad. It was an ordinary pad, but the program running on this one sent queries to the Jedi Command Center at the False Kuati offices, requesting data from the hardware modules Okta, Kip, and the others had piggybacked into the building's security systems. If this worked, it would be faster and less destructive than cutting another hole. The turbolift door slid open. A split second later, a lift car roared past, hurtling by on an upward course. The wind displaced by its passage nearly blowing Jaina over. Its inner doors were closed, so there was no split-second view of surprised lift occupants to see. She yanked the datapad free.
Ready to go!
Moments later, Corrin hurtled through the hole Jaina had cut in the blast doors, his lightsaber blade gleaming with purple light. He sprinted in her direction. An instant after, Saba leapt through and immediately rolled to the side, avoiding a barrage of blaster bolts pursuing her like angry flying insects. The bolts hit the corridor's permagreen floor, some of them burning themselves out of existence. A few ricocheting up to hit the corridor wall far past Jaina. The two masters joined her, and together they peered down into the turbolift shaft. It was actually three shafts, no separations among them. Theirs, the central one, showed no car below. The car that had passed Jaina was stopped some 20 stories up. To the left, no car was visible in either direction. To the right, a car was descending from far above. Jaina glanced back at the blast doors. At best, they had another 10 seconds before the first bravest of the pursuing troopers would poke ahead through and start shooting. From that point, the Jedi would once again be deflecting blaster bolts and would have to continue to do so until a suitable lift car came.